time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
New Orioles starting pitcher Zach Eflin met with the media at Camden Yards.
Okay, Zach, just take us through finding out that you're being traded here. You're obviously seeing these guys across the way for a while now, yeah. But just to be in this clubhouse.
Super excited and just grateful for the opportunity. I've heard nothing but incredible things about this locker room. And obviously playing against them the past year and a half, it's just, you see the youth and how much the guys care about each other and how hard they play. It's something that, you know, we've always admired over in Tampa. So it's really exciting to be in this position and be able to play with these guys.
With all the rumors that were swirling, were you kind of braced for a trade no matter where it was?
I was fully prepared. I kind of knew something was going to go down. Really all dependent on how we played the past couple weeks in Tampa. But I was kept in the loop about everything, something that I really respect with the Rays organization. They kept me in the loop about what was going to happen and whatnot, and ended up in a great landing spot.
What are you hoping to bring to this Orioles rotation?
You know, hopefully consistency, health, being able to pitch deep into games, feed off each other, learn from as many guys as possible, and just be as much of a competitor as I can be.
Obviously, you've been a primary sinker baller in 2020. How much did that elevate your career and kind of change your trajectory of what you could do in the mound?
Yeah, I've always loved my sinker, and at times I've shied away from it. But it's been such a huge pitch for me, whether it be double play situations or weak contact situations, setting up hitters in different counts. You know, it's something that I love throwing the sinker. I love, you know, backdooring it, front hipping it, kind of moving all over with it.
You've been able to keep the walks down a lot. I
honestly just hate walks. I hate giving people a free pass. I feel like I'm not a competitor when I do that. And with that being said, I think there is still room for me to expand a little more and be able to work outside the strike zone a little bit more. But really just comes down to I don't like giving in to guys and letting them just take first base.
You're gonna pitch tomorrow, mm-hmm. the day after you get here for the first time. Mm-hmm. Is it good to have one day to sort of acclimate yourself to the clubhouse, to the dugout, to your teammates before jumping in?
Absolutely. Just being able to meet everyone and get to know the staff and get on the same page, you know, pitchability-wise and what we're trying to do and execution and everything is going to be huge. I think it'd be a little weird if I just showed up and pitched without knowing anybody. So it's nice to see some familiar faces with, you know, Mountcastle, Cole Irvin. I played like 5 years with Sir Anthony Dominguez. So it's been nice being able to, you know, see those guys again and obviously meet all the other guys.
What was your initial reaction when you found out you got traded, and how much of a whirlwind of the past 24, 48 hours been for you?
Yeah, it's been a little crazy. Ultimately, when I first found out, I was super excited coming here. And then you realize, you know, we opened up the All-Star break on the road, and I got one day home with my girls, my kids, and then I was, you know, back on the road again. So it was a little bittersweet, but ultimately coming here and meeting all the guys and understanding that, you know, I have a future here is huge, and looking forward to getting my family up here to be with me. My wife's on a flight right now to come join me tonight, so we're all really, really excited.
Just the crash course to kind of learn between Adley and James McCann, whoever's going to be pitching you tomorrow. I mean, what's that crash course like to get on the same page with them immediately right after you got here?
Yeah, well, hopefully I feel like I'm pretty easy to catch, honestly. I have a lot of conviction with catchers and what they call. As long as I execute a pitch, I firmly believe I'm going to get a good result. So I don't think there's going to be a learning curve or any sort of thing like that. You know, I feel like I'm fairly easy to catch. I'm looking forward to working with those two guys. You know, they're unbelievable catchers and extremely smart, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is it a bit of a jolt to be coming from a team that maybe was struggling in the standings to one that's just in the middle of the pennant race, neck and neck with the Yankees for the A's?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you honestly dream of opportunities like this, to be able to be the team in first place and battling out with another team and coming fresh off a division title. You know, it's something that we were in a huge race with them last year, and, you know, we weren't able to get it. But winning baseball, competitive baseball, high-energy baseball is what you always dream of as a player.
How difficult can this time of the year be, knowing that your name's on the trade market, having to go out and compete, and then you are traded, and then you kind of have to pick up your family, you've got kids. How difficult can this time of year be for guys?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's easy by any means, but at the end of the day, this is what we sign up for. It's a business. You know, I'm extremely grateful to be in a position that I'm in right now to play here with all these guys and on such a good young core team. And be able to have a chance to go really deep in the playoffs. So as hard as it can be, it's very rewarding at the same time.
Thanks, Zach.